All right. Good morning, friends. We have a special guest joining us on the air this morning. Are you there, Sal?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm going to give it my best shot here, Sal. Is it? I'm going to try. Sal Simulali?
Correct. You got it.
From Sal's nice. Complete Auto Service. And we've had you on the air before, and again, one of our great new advertisers here on WWIB. And people have probably been hearing about a phenomenal event that you have going on this Saturday. We're 2 days away.
Yeah, it's, we're kind of really excited. It's kind of a Love Eau Claire Day. We're inviting the whole community of Eau Claire out, and WWIB listeners as well. What we're going to do is we've invited some single women who are in need, and we're going to repair their cars for them. We'll have some fun things for the children to do. We'll also have food for anybody who wants to swing by and meet and greet and just pass on the new living hope that we have, that our Lord Jesus has given to us, and we can just love all the people in the community as well.
Amen.
Sal, for those who don't know, you have a wonderful location right across from Perkins on Hastings Way there, and people can see your wonderful new shop. But I'm just curious, like you've talked about in the ad promoting this event on Saturday about how God's love has been shown to you. Can you briefly just kind of let people know how, because you've got an amazing story. We don't have time for all of it, but.
Yeah, it's just, it's there's a song that says, "Thank you for giving to the Lord." You know, mm-hmm. I was raised in an American orphanage overseas, and I was given a good education, and these missionaries took me in when I was just a baby and raised me until I was 18 and gave me a good education. So I just have really seen, the heart of the Lord through them and the people and the churches that sponsored us. And it's just something that I've always wanted to do back and just kind of give back to the people that are in need. And so, yeah, God has really blessed me richly in my life. And so it's not all for me. It's all for His glory.
Wow. And Sal, your shop is located there on Hastings Way, right next to the Perkins. Brand new, right? You've just been open a short time?
Yes. So we've... We actually took over the location in July.
Okay.
And so we've only been open now for a couple months. And, we just really had a good time. Everybody we've done business with, it's just really been an awesome experience up here in Eau Claire, in the Chippewa Valley. It's really been good.
And just one more time here. So this Love Eau Claire Day, Sal, I mean, this is geared towards single moms that have been pre-selected and you have them coming in and you really want others to come and be able to help encourage them and let them know that we're standing with them as the body of Christ, right?
Amen. Yep, that's exactly what it is. And sometimes when you're down and you need some help and stuff, it's just, it's always great to, the Lord knows all of our needs and we just want to be there wherever we can for these people in our community.
Obviously, the single moms will be there. I mean, they've been pre-selected through area churches, and their vehicles are going to get worked on at no cost. But for some of the other folks, it may seem too good to be true. Like, you really want us to come. You really want us to have a lunch. And so between what times are people, make it known to people, you mean business here.
Yeah. So we're here. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. And then somewhere around mid-morning, we'll have the food. And it's going to go on until 2 o'clock. So the whole community is welcome. Come by, at least meet and greet and have, a hamburger or a hot dog. And we'll have some games and stuff for the children and some giveaways. So we're just looking for a fun day.
I know my daughter's had her 2001 Honda Civic in your shop. You guys did some taillight repair, gave her an oil change already. You're an incredibly generous guy, and this is just one way of showing that. So thank you.
Yes. Well, this is our community now, so we just want to, whatever we can do to bring God's glory in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sal, for getting on the air and chatting with us again. Sal from Sal's Complete Auto Repair, located on Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Sal, if they need to give you a call about anything, what's your number at the shop?
It's 715-895-6666. And you can also shoot us an email or message us on Facebook. The email address is sales@salswithpair.com.
And coming up, we have we want your texts and phone calls, because what day is it, Caleb?
It is National Men Make Dinner Day. Now, we'll give you the details on this coming up, but we want your specialty. I know, and text it or give us a voicemail at 715-396-1670. Javo, I know you have a very famous specialty that you make.
Well, I like to make taco soup. I don't know. I got into it, and I love to gift people with it if they're, you know, maybe they just gave birth to a child or those kinds of things, or they're grieving or something like that. So, yeah. But you got to watch it. If you have a special, if you make it too much, people are like, oh, yeah. You know, the family can kind of yawn after a while.
So we're reaching out to the gentleman this morning. If you have a specialty or for, say, the wives or the kids, if you want to text and say, hey, my hubby makes such and such, and it's fantastic, or my dad always made. But this is for the guys. We're putting the challenge out. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. So tell us your specialty, and we'll give you some more details on the rules and regulations of the day as well. It is National Men Make Dinner Day. We are asking gentlemen for your specialty. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text. 715-396-1670. You're not committing yourself to anything yet,
no.
But you might be if we bring it out
on
the air.
It's interesting, too, that more guys, I think, I'm just going to say, probably cook today than maybe in yesteryear.
Oh, so absolutely.
It's kind of interesting. Like, do you remember, what do you remember that your dad would cook? Like, my dad didn't do a whole lot of cooking, but when he would occasionally, maybe he'd make eggs and corned beef and hash, and maybe he'd bring out a favorite of your husband's, some spam.
Right?
Dad would
the
do
best.
That, whereas mom.
My dad was good at making chili. And again, that's kind of like a dump soup, right? But it was really delicious.
Yeah.
And whenever dad would make mac and cheese for us, he would always cut up like hot dogs and things like that in it too. So like, I love dad mac and cheese. Or he'd make like buttered croutons and put them in the, in the mac and cheese too. It's like loaded.
Never
mac.
Never tried it.
Well, it's time for guys to show off their cooking skills because, friends, gents, it's National Men Make Dinner Day.
Yes.
Would we say at this point we are officially throwing this out as a challenge?
I think so. Although I can't throw my husband under the bus. My husband is an amazing cook, so he makes dinner on occasion. Yeah.
It's funny. My daughter, Elena, had
I'm very weak in that area.
Recently said I was a really good cook. I'm like, I largely make the taco soup. Occasionally, I'll venture in a few other fields, put some mixed vegetables with some chicken and some rice the other night, a little cream of mushroom soup, made dinner. But Elena's like, well, you make that that summer sausage every Christmas. I'm like, okay, we'll go with it. If you think I'm a great cook, thumbs
then
up.
There
thumbs
you go.
Up. See, my husband's a good cook. His products taste good, but he kind of does a combination. Things that I wouldn't even think to put in a recipe, he will put in a recipe.
You just use what's like, close to hand, right?
He was making this like turkey hot dish casserole one time. And I was like, babe, I didn't know we had turkey. He's like, oh, we had the lunch meat. He's like Oscar Mayer turkey. And he did. He like diced it up. And
it's kind of red, green in the kitchen, right? Anything that's available, it's usable. Duct tape, whatever.
Yeah,
evidently,
totally.
National Men Make Dinner Day is a holiday that was created for men. I'm not sure if it's created for men by men, but the annual holiday was created for men who don't know how to cook very well or aren't as familiar with kitchen appliances.
But I don't get this now. There are some rules for guys.
Okay.
I
mean,
indeed.
If you're a guy, do you need rules on top of it?
Yeah, I want to hear the rules.
Well,
and I'll tell you.
Whatever you cook, you have to include 4 ingredients you buy yourself.
I think that's very important because it doesn't count if I did all of the prep work, research, finding everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, so no, I think that's fair.
How many ingredients are in Papa Murphy's pizza?
You got the bread. You have to use at least 1 cooking utensil, like a spatula, stirring spoon, or some tongs.
I would just click the tongs the whole time, too. Not because I would use them, but just to click them.
You're funny. And you have to do all of the cleanup on your own.
Yes.
Oh, that's the kicker.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm deficient in that area, too. So there's just there's just so many things here where it's like, wow. Lindsay, I kind of let you down a lot.
Dean has gotten good. Over the years, he's gotten really good at helping with the cleanup. A lot of times, he does, like, the pots and pans scrubbing, which is awesome.
My family thinks I'm weird. I like doing dishes. Doing dishes, listening to the radio, I'm a happy guy.
You're officially invited over for dinner now.
Right. There we go. I could get a part-time job.
I'm decent at loading and unloading the dishwasher, but I'm not sure if sometimes the way I load it might be changed afterwards.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Make an effort.
If you can do it, I love your story in terms of your husband's dad.
So when my husband was a kid, his dad really didn't cook. He was not a kitchen-y cooking kind of guy.
Like never.
he made SpaghettiOs one time.
Uh-oh.
And it was, no, it was just so impactful on my husband that he still remembers.
Dad is cooking.
Dad made SpaghettiOs.
That is a great.
Like, he opened the can. He still remembers him making SpaghettiOs.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's the thing.
It didn't happen.
National Men Make Dinner Day may turn into National Your Family Makes Memories Day. So the challenge is out there, guys.
Show us what you made.
Tell us what you are going to make as well. 715-396-1670. Shoot us a text here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Well, it's a fun and special day today. It is Men Make Dinner Day. And so we have a fun and special guest joining us on the phone. Are you there?
I am here, yes, being fun and special, apparently.
This would be my husband, Dean.
He's hey, Dean.
A good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
So, babe, it's Men Make Dinner Day, and I was regaling the guys here as well as some of the listeners with some of your creations. I told them about the casserole you made with, like, you know, turkey lunch meat, which was interesting, but it was fine, right?
Hey, you know, turkey's an ingredient in whatever form.
Yeah, sure. Totally. So you have some other creations that you've made over the years. Anything sticking out in your mind? And any tips that you may have for our male chefs out there?
Well, you know, there are a few creative recipes I've come up with, and some using ingredients that people just kind of look at and snicker. The Spam Stuffed Shells, which I don't know where that recipe is, but it's one that I had pulled out a long time ago, and it's actually quite good. It's something that we served to some friends of ours. We made them, I believe, when they were having a baby, and of course, when somebody has a baby,
it didn't send them into labor, did it?
No.
After.
No, this was after the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we brought them the Spam Stuffed Shells, and they loved them. They actually loved them.
That's gutsy, though, because, you know, Spam has its critics, my friend.
It really does. It really does. And I'm not one of them. I
know you're not.
The product.
You're like in the Spam Hall of Fame.
The really interesting thing about the Spam Stuffed Shells is that he has to grind the spam.
Wow.
And
oh.
mix it with other things. So it's like ground spam. It's
He doesn't mind going the extra mile. You know?
He does not. He does not.
Yeah, definitely. With spam, it's worth going the extra mile. And there's a lot of good recipes out there. It's well supported. Not to turn this into a commercial for spam.
I was going
to
say this segment is not sponsored by. Yeah.
But what if you've got a family like mine that would kind of be like, stay away with the spam? I mean, maybe you might have to go in a different direction. Do you have I heard you have a dessert concoction, maybe donut related or something?
Donut related, the grilled donuts?
Yeah.
The grilled donuts.
Grilled donuts.
That was something I thought would be really, really fun. And, you know, sugar burns really, really well. I was kind of surprised to learn that. just little grill marks on. I used some glazers, just, you know, glazed donuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And melted some chocolate and some caramel, sprinkle of sea salt on there. It was quite good.
It wow. was actually
that
just
sounds phenomenal.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I think my personal favorite was the Chilitos. I don't even remember what was in the Chilito. It was like a taco chili combo that we nicknamed Chilitos.
Chilitos are what you make when you mix up all the ingredients for tacos, but then you look at the empty package of taco seasoning and realize it says chili seasoning on it.
That's a great line.
So you just changed the name of the food.
Yeah, and it Chilitos. Actually even became a song at our house. Hey, Chilitos. Hey, Chilitos. Yeah.
It did.
And also maybe led to a fun game called What Did I Eat?
What Did I Eat is such a fun game.
Such a fun game.
Before we let you go, I want to hear your story on the one time you remember your dad cooking.
The one time I remember my dad cooking?
Hillary told us about this earlier.
Oh, boy. I have to see if I can come up with the same story.
This is like the newlywed game here.
So. It is. It is like a game show.
Okay.
If it's the one time I remember my dad cooking, we were camping up near Brule area, and he cooked SpaghettiOs with meatballs on the Coleman Camp Grill.
Yes!
Very well done.
And were you? That's it. I'm matching. Ding, 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 ding. But did you, like, what was your reaction? Because it didn't happen, right? That just didn't happen.
That did not happen, no. I didn't see my dad cook. My dad's favorite food, and he will admit this, his favorite food is leftovers. I've really glommed onto that. I can certainly respect that now, where leftovers are just a heat-and-eat meal. I don't have to prepare anything. But when I do prepare something,
it's spectacular.
It's going to be different.
Dean, can we ask you, on this National Men Make Dinner Day, can we ask you for one final word of encouragement for not really brothers in arms, but brothers in spatulas and tongs as we
brothers
attempt
in aprons.
To, yeah, as we attempt to embark on something that we may not be skilled at tonight. What would you say?
Yeah, there are a lot of really, really helpful websites out there where you can go and just enter one or two ingredients that you might look in the cupboard and find.
I was going to say like Domino's.com.
Well, that is an option. That is an option. It takes some of the glory out of the cooking,
yes.
But, you know, if that's the route you want to take.
I'm not going for the glory, brother. I'm just going for survival.
To make it to the next day is sometimes the best.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got controversy.
Right?
In this day and age, it always appears.
And we're going to wade right into the middle of it.
Yes.
All right, because we go where other morning shows don't.
We boldly go.
Airports are asking for safer-looking plane arrival emoji. They're asking for a safer-looking plane arrival emoji. Apparently, this plane arrival emoji arrived on the scene in 2014, and the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, they tweeted that they a request to Unicode asking that the plane's image not tilt nose down toward the runway. They just don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, they ask for a re-angling on behalf of pilots everywhere. The pilots are like,
"It's like we don't land that way.
Yeah, we don't land that way." And that little tiny emoji.
Okay.
Others quickly chimed in. Memphis International Airport called the emoji a little too crashy.
A little too crashy.
Just a wee bit.
A little too crashy. I didn't know that was a word, but
yeah, well,
okay.
Wasn't until then. And St. Louis Airport tweeted, "Thank goodness someone said it. It's apparently been on all these airport officials' minds."
Yeah, but I mean, someone had to have the boldness to take that step and say, "We will not stand for emojicism. Like, we need to have an emoji that properly represents the way we land a plane."
Okay.
On top of all the isms, do we now have emojiism?
Apparently. Yes. We have
emojism?
An Emojipedia.
Yes.
Which is, yeah. So, guys, I had to look this up because maybe I just don't fly enough. I wasn't as familiar with this. And there are different versions of this emoji based on what you're using. So there's an Apple one, a Google one, a Microsoft one, a Samsung. And yeah, they're all looking.
Which one is least crashy?
Well, the one that's most crashy, I think, is the Samsung one. The Apple one is also fairly crashy.
Well, that's probably because their phones start on fire in the cabin.
Which causes the crashiness. Yes.
There's not just one standard?
No, apparently not. I
think if you're going to protest this, your signs have to be an all emoji.
Do you use a lot of emojis? You use a lot of emojis. Caleb does.
I do use a lot of emojis.
Do you
No.
I do not use emojis. I make like a smiley face occasionally.
Here's how old school I am. I kind of use the hand-spun text emojis, not like the real emoji. Like I use like the colon and the parentheses for the smiley face. I used to do smiley faces with a nose, but then I thought, you know what? They're a little cuter without the nose.
They are cuter without the nose. So I'll agree with that. Yeah.
I do the colon and the parentheses mark to make the old school smile.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I do too. So
I did a semicolon with a frowny the other day at my husband, or you know, like the little winky angry face.
I did the little colon and then apostrophe and then upside down parentheses to tell my wife about my water bottle starting to leak the other day.
What does that one do? Is that a little crying face?
That's a crying face. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think I included the nose that time.
Well, okay.
This is just
this is amazing radio.
It
here.
Is. Let's talk about it. What emojis do you like? Text us at 396-1670.
You should text us emojis. We would love if you texted us emojis.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.